This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, that, now we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Straight cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming. Lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever, on the rink, whatever you need me to do, it don't matter.
Hey, hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, live on YouTube, the Odyssey app. Good morning, everybody. The dirty poll is out, causing controversy, as it always does. Saving your receipts. Don't worry. I'm writing them all down. Saving those receipts, baby.
The poll question is up, by the way. Will Alabama make the college football playoff? Yes or no at Dirt and Sprague?
What's the reaction in Tuscaloosa if they don't make it this year?
I mean, we have an entire page dedicated to them losing to Vandy, so I would imagine.
9-3, not good enough last year. Will it be good enough this year? What's your if they lose, they won't lose to Florida State, will they? That can't happen, but if they did, whoo, buddy. The calls, the audio gold would be great.
Wouldn't want to be Kalen DeBoer at that point.
So we were talking about Kalen DeBoer.
Wouldn't?
No.
I mean, he's making a lot of money.
Makes $10 million, or they fire him, he's going to get like $50 million.
The benefit for him is somebody else will scoop him up. If he gets fired at Alabama, like, he'll go get another job.
He'd be the cream of the crop.
He could go back to the Huskies when Jed Fish takes the Florida job next year.
Why would you do that?
Head right back to Seattle. So we were talking about DeBoer, and one of the things that I pointed out that I think is a fair thought on Kalen DeBoer is the impact that Michael Penix had on his success at Washington. Now, he deserves credit for that. He found Penix. They worked together at Indiana when he was the offense coordinator. He recruited him to Washington out of the portal. Like that, he wasn't an existing player that was just there and DeBoer happened to stumble upon. But I brought up the point, like, to me, it's not even a debate. He's the best quarterback in the history of Washington, and I don't even think it's close in some regards. And I wanted to have this fun exercise. So I asked you these questions during the break. Swag was more alive. Now, is he still in there? Or is he leaving?
I don't know.
In there? Okay.
Okay, he's still here.
So you were more alive to remember this vividly.
More alive. You're older.
I mean, yeah, you were alive for Mark.
Are you more alive?
You were more alive. For Mark Brunell, he was more alive than you were.
Sure.
Sure? 89 to 92. He was more alive than you were.
Well, Brunell was caught up because he went back and forth with Billy Joe Hobert.
Sure, they kind of rotated.
So, yeah.
Somebody immediately said, now, Warren Moon, a little bit before, slightly, I mean, 75 to 77, so that's pretty early in the swag days.
I would say, though, for what Warren Moon did, won a Rose Bowl.
He did.
I can't remember if he won two, if they got to two or not. I would say Warren Moon, probably the greatest quarterback.
Greatest quarterback in Washington history.
They won back-to-back Rose Bowls, by the way. They won one in...
Not under Warren Moon, they didn't.
No. They did win a Rose Bowl.
They won
under
one.
Warren Moon.
They were 8-4 in 1977 and won a Rose Bowl.
And they won the Rose Bowl, yeah.
So that takes the cake for you over a guy getting to a national championship game?
Who also won a Sugar Bowl against Texas. See, I think
that's why
it's such a different world.
It's a different world. I get it.
Yeah.
This is just a hilarious thought experiment because somebody immediately texted him and was like, duh, Warren Moon's best quarterback in Washington history. Game is different. I'm not trying to argue that the football that was played in the 70s is the same as now. Warren Moon, in his career at Washington, played in 30 games, okay? Do you want to take a guess, Swag, how many career touchdown passes he had in 30 games?
Ooh, an early statter story.
An early statter story.
It's a statter stat, but yeah.
Maybe 40.
19.
Wow.
In 30 career games.
How many
games.
Picks did he have?
17.
Joe Namath.
Mike, no, again, football's different.
Didn't throw it a ton.
Penix, in 2 years, threw 67 touchdowns and took him to a national title game. Like, I think this
why
is
do
similar.
You just shrug your shoulders, though?
As like, if
why?
This isn't a valid argument. This is your Jim Tomey thing of, like, this. You just, there's a nostalgia play there of, like, well, it's Warren Moon. It's one of the greatest names. Right. He had a great career.
Black quarterback in the
70s, Black quarterback
too.
In
that
the 70s.
Very unheard of.
The picture of him with the Husky and the Afro. Like, that's all great history.
Had some great Warren Moon Washington stories we heard a couple weeks ago.
There's a lot of really good ones.
Yeah.
But it's just, the nostalgia play is hilarious of, like, dude, this guy took you to, he was a Heisman finalist. He took you to a national title game.
He won the conference.
He beat Oregon twice. He beat Texas.
He never lost to Washington State.
He threw for almost 5,000 yards and 36 touchdowns in his last year in Seattle. It's not even a debate.
The tough thing is the stats are just so different because of how the game is played. The only thing I would say is you cannot replace how people feel. It doesn't always mean it's right.
Facts are more important than your feelings,
no,
Bob.
No, with sports and politics, feelings almost always will trump facts, right? Like that, we can acknowledge that.
Yes, that is true.
If we're talking single season, which was my entire point.
My whole argument is it's career, too. My whole argument is
that
this is a career,
too. I'm saying a single season, there's never been better quarterback play at the University of Washington, and it's not even remotely close.
Let's play this fun game of the other quarterback people would throw in is Mark Brunell.
Who Swag just said, like, he was splitting time.
He was splitting time. He was there for 4 years. They won a fake national championship while he was there. They won a Rose Bowl. They didn't win a national championship. Because you can't split it. You didn't win a national championship. You have half of a national championship. In his 4 years at Washington.
They didn't get half of a trophy.
They should. They should cut it in half. In his 4 years at Washington.
Such a hater.
Do you know what his career high, and like season high for touchdown passes was in a year?
Well, we talked about it off the break, so I know his overall stats are pretty unimpressive.
You want to play that fun game? Mark Brunell at Washington. The touchdown pass total high in one season.
Can't be more than 15.
14.
Yeah.
14-8 in 1990.
Yeah.
His total stats for 33 games.
His total stats for 33 career games at Washington. In 33 games, he had 23 touchdowns and 16 picks.
Still about the running backs that they had.
Yes. Sure. Offensive line was a monster
unit. They were monsters.
So then why is he the greatest? Why would either of these guys, if they're running the football and built around other people, does Washington sniff a national title if Michael Penix isn't there?
No, because they should have lost multiple games.
Insert
that season.
Any other quarterback you want that could have been a possibility to play.
I think the tough thing here is nostalgia is a big
factor. If you want to say it's the greatest year, 1 year versus a career in the way.
But why does 2 years?
But how
versus
is this
three,
a different? That's my whole point on career.
Warren was three, Penix was two. Is
Warren
really
Moon was at
break?
Washington for 3 years. His first year, he threw two touchdowns and two picks and played in 8 games. His next year, he played in 11 games, had 6 touchdowns and 8 picks.
So the first year,
and then in his last year, they went 8-4 and won the Rose Bowl, and he had 11 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
His first year was also Don James's first year, so that should be important to note that they were restarting. They went 6-5 that year, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want to say, okay, he was the start of a new era, there was a... Okay, but like, so was Penix with DeBoer.
Yes, the same thing.
Like, Washington wasn't this power juggernaut when DeBoer took it over.
No, they were in a pretty tough spot after Jimmy Lake. Now, I think the roster was a lot better than we gave it credit for.
But they were 4-8.
Foundation because of Peterson, but they went 4-8. Jimmy Lake was a disaster.
And then he beat Oregon in Oregon their first year there together. Like, I just... I think
they won the Alamo Bowl and beat Texas, I think, that year in the Alamo Bowl, if I'm not wrong.
Swag's falling into the same trap because he remembers Warren Moon lore, but the reality is that first year didn't do much, and so 2 year sample size, which is exactly what Penix is.
Right, in 2 years he went 25-3 as a starting quarterback. Winning the Alamo Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and going to a national title game.
I have no disrespect.
And being a Heisman Trophy finalist.
I can't change how Husky fan feels. I'm not a diehard Husky. I'll text my cousin. He went to Washington the year they won the title.
How old is he? How old is he?
I want to say my cousin's 51.
So if he was, okay.
He was at
Washington. That's a good frame of reference because he's in college when they're winning. But like that's the nostalgia peak right there.
He's not a diehard sports fan. In fact, I would say largely he's a Star Wars nerd. The two sport things he cares about are Washington football and Seattle Seahawk football. And even that, he's not like living and breathing with every moment of every game, every play. but he cares emotionally about it. I'll ask him how he feels about this because I think it's Penix, and I think it's kind of weird that we can't just say that.
I don't even know. This is my whole point in this. It's not even it's not the same galaxy. Outside of nostalgia and feeling a certain way,
had to have made people feel.
I'm not saying
something.
That's not a great accomplishment. How many times has Washington played in a national championship game? The national championship has been in existence.
Well, only the one time.
One time.
One time.
It's been in existence since 1998. They've been one time.
Yeah.
I know they claim a national title, and that's an incredible season. They were a dominant team. This is fun. Let's do this one. Somebody texted in Marquis Tuiasosopo.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Tuiasosopo.
This is late 90s into 2000.
They beat
Purdue
in the Rose Bowl.
Not talking the middle of the 70s here. You want to take 42 career games for Marquis Tuiasosopo. Career touchdown passes.
Yeah.
40 career games, or 42 in 4 years.
Well, he had a lot of damage with his legs, too.
He did.
I'm going to say in 42 games, Tuiasosopo had 34 touchdowns.
31. 31 touchdowns and 28 interceptions.
What were his running numbers? Do you
have
those?
His running numbers, 112 as a freshman, 327 as a sophomore, 541 as a junior, 394 as a senior.
Those 2 years, really kind of, especially that junior year.
He was a great quarterback.
And they beat Breeze and Purdue in the Rose Bowl,
in 2000, his last year there, they won the Rose Bowl, and they went 11-1 that season.
Let's put a poll question on this. We'll do Brunell, Moon, Tuiasosopo, and Penix. Who is the greatest quarterback in Washington Husky history?
There's quarterbacks in the Oregon pantheon that I will always have that nostalgia play for in my heart of somebody you remember watching and bring back great memories of a childhood. But then you compare their numbers to, and this is different because he won a Heisman, so maybe that's what sets it apart.
I mean, there's not a debate for that team.
So if Penix wins a Heisman, is he the clear-cut best if he won the Heisman that year?
No, I'm not arguing against you.
So is that the only difference? He just didn't win a Heisman?
I think most Washington fans... Because I remember Softy the year that they went to the title game. I heard a rant, and he basically was like, "Now I don't know if he's the greatest, but single season, greatest season in Washington history." And I'm like, if that guy's saying that,
I don't know.
Purple and gold, everything.
I love a lot of great former Oregon Duck quarterbacks. Bo Nix was better than 99% of them for 2 years. It's not even a debate. He was better than Akili Smith.
Yeah.
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 And Akili Smith is some of my first childhood memories of him running long touchdowns at Autzen on the old carpet turf against USC on FSN. Bump, bump, on up. Those are great memories as a kid. Little Dirt loved those memories.
Sure.
Bo Nix is exponentially better than him. And it's okay to admit that.
So should I do Mark Brunell?
I think your four options should be Jones. Brunell. Who started the Rose Bowl?
Come on, man. You were up in that area during this time. You're in college.
So that was 1991?
It was Brunell.
You think or you know?
I don't know.
God.
I'm getting old.
You know what? We had people one time say, you know what I like about him on your show? He can hearken back. And I'm like, not every time.
He didn't. Brunell
can.
Didn't win. Billy Joe was the player of the game. Yeah. Entman was the offense or defensive player of the game, and Billy Joe Hobert was the defensive player.
So who do I put on
game.
That poll? Do I do Brunell or Billy Joe?
Do we need to include a Heward?
Heward was
Hewards
good.
Do?
But Heward's last year. I want to say his last year was somewhat disappointing, if I'm not mistaken.
All right,
and it was the year prior
since
that I
since we're
think...
on this point, I'll bring it up. Let's start with Brock.
Brock Heward.
Brock in 3 years at Washington, 96 to 98.
Brock Heward is my sweet spot.
Dude, he's got better numbers than all these other guys.
Yeah.
96 to 98.
Jerome Paython, man.
30 career games, 51 touchdowns.
Yeah, Brock Heward should maybe be in it.
23 and 10 in year two. He stumbled a little bit in the last year.
Yeah, his last year was somewhat disappointing. I remember that because I was
Damon Heward in the conversation too, or is he just known for throwing the pick?
Yeah, Kenny Wheaton's going to score.
Okay.
Kenny Wheaton did score.
I think Brock had the better.
While we're on it, I'll Google it because we're at 92 to 95, 37 career games. He threw 34 touchdowns. Started basically 2 years there.
So give me the four to put in this poll question because I can only do four.
Brunell's got to be, if he didn't start the national title game.
It's not the national title game.
Yeah, they were going
touche.
Back and forth.
My own argument thrown right back in my face. He didn't even win a national title game.
Swag, I need you to focus here.
Focus.
Literally lived up there.
Warren Moon.
Okay.
Michael Penix.
They have to be in it.
Brock Heward.
Tuiasosopo.
Tuiasosopo.
Let me pull up Billy Joe Hobert.
I think that's right. I think that's
Hobert
the
in the year that they won the title game.
What a weird, random debate this has become.
22 touchdowns and 10 picks. He had better numbers than a lot, but...
I'm going to do Tuiasosopo, Heward, Penix, Moon.
Okay.
Best
Washington quarterback, random poll
question.
Because
the best team is the title team, but we had a splitsky going on here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that was a run game.
Was that
Kauffman? Right?
Napoleon Kauffman?
That was their title running back.
That team was more about the defense than anything else.
The big uglies.
What are you eating over there?
Need a protein bar.
Husky sandwich. All right. Washington quarterback debates. I didn't see that coming.
Look at
today.
That. Homer, Oregon, Duck, Honk, Dirt.
Well, in a roundabout
telling you
way,
the proper history of your team.
I mean, you're an idiot if you disagree with me. I would just, in a roundabout way, though, like it is one of the things that I, Kalen DeBoer is a very good coach. He's a great offensive mind. He's won Absolutely. Everywhere he's gone. The numbers are there. I'm not arguing he's going to fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
I also like, I just, I to me, I want to make sure we give the level of respect to Michael Penix that he deserved in Washington.
He was unbelievable.
And it's just like, you're not just going to do that with every quarterback that you have. He was special. He was unique. He's one of the best we've ever seen. One of the most terrifying players I've ever had to watch my team go against. They had to do it twice in the same year. And it just, I wanted to give him his flowers because he deserved it. Speaking of quarterbacks, how about this guy winning a job? I want to get to that coming up next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
My buddy Spencer texted me saying this should be a new segment now. Factor Feelings. College football factor feelings.
I'd love to do college football facts or feelings. I got one we could throw out in the next one we do.
So it's funny because we've been debating this the entire break. I want to read a couple thoughts here because I do think this is like factor feelings is it's an interesting frame of reference of how you felt when you were a kid, maybe your heyday of being your fandom being formulated.
That or it
when
was
you
a
fell
special
in love.
Season See, for your this, team.
So I'm glad you brought that up. So one of our P1s, by the way, somebody said Dirt's putting on a master class of acting like he respects Washington's football history, only to knock it down in a house of cards the next minute. Thank you for noticing. I appreciate that.
Oh, we all noticed it. You said give him a half a trophy.
I mean, get the chainsaw out. Somebody said, one of our P1s, Dirt is maybe relying too hard on stats across generations. Mm-hmm. When the game has changed so much, maybe Penix is the best that they've had, but it's not outrageous for people to be in the conversation as he's making it out to be. And maybe that's where I'm being unfair to this, and I understand that argument of it. The game has evolved. It's changed. It's different. The numbers are not going to look the same. And if Warren Moon – like, this is what happens in the NBA,
well,
right?
Well, we
like,
know Moon would have thrown for a crazy amount
right,
of stuff.
Right, if you put him in the modern game. So if it's not numbers, then is it team success? What is it that puts Warren Moon ahead of Michael Penix.
It was the new start to Don James. They won a Rose Bowl. Okay. Last year, it was the
winning
launch
a Rose Bowl
point.
Is a great deal.
Yeah, it made a great deal in the 70s.
Sure.
Yeah.
They went to a national championship game. Like, I'm not making an argument for a guy who was RG3 at Baylor who went 8-4 in both of his years as a starter.
I think you can make...
The team success is there, and he was the main reason for the team success.
I think you can make a really good argument, too, because as much as, like, Don James getting there in 1977 with Warren Moon, I think you can counter that and say, okay, totally get it. It was the quite literal launch point of the run with Don James that led to a national championship. I think it's harder in this era to get to a national championship game.
Yes. They had to go beat Texas in New Orleans. They had to beat a very good Oregon team twice.
Yes.
Both the second time, they were a 10-point underdog.
Yep.
And the Oregon team was out for blood. It's not easy to beat the same team twice. We all picked Oregon to win that game.
Yeah.
They had to do that twice. They went undefeated. They had to beat Texas in New Orleans. That's a gauntlet of a run. That's not going 8-4 and winning a game at the end of the year.
I think that's where I would also counter to is like that was a fun start point for Don James. They were 8-4. Like what a weird season to be 8-4 and go to the Rose Bowl.
And I'm sure
they didn't get that luxury with the Bourne Penix.
No. And I'm sure that maybe my tone is
Dismissive.
And I'm not trying and that's unfair to them. And I'm not trying to be dismissive to the other players in the all-time greats. It's more of a like this. I to me, it's not close, and I think you can go 1, 2, 3, 4 and say they've all had great careers. It's not close. Somebody said Husky fans in 78. Penix is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Marcus Tuiasosopo is 2. Hobert is 3.
I think Tuiasosopo is 1 or 2 for people.
We also now have people upset that Browning's not in it and Jake Locker's not in it.
Just out of, like, fundamental stance here, Jake Locker deserves his flowers. The dude endured a lot. You cannot have a winless season and be the GOAT of a position at a university. It's got to be a fundamental rule. It's not his fault.
No.
Yeah, it's stupid celebration flag, ruined everything, and they went winless.
Yes.
You cannot be the GOAT in that conversation and have a winless season. And all due respect to Jake Browning, the point is great. It's all-time in Eugene stuff. Get out of here.
He had the tough part with Browning was
Jake Browning. Get out of here.
You could argue for a one season sample size. His 2016 year that they went to the playoffs belongs in that. Like other years of his career were not that good. In 2016 he had 43 touchdowns and 9 picks.
The year after their championship.
The next year he had 19-5, and his last year there he had 16-10.
Yeah,
like
it fizzled.
And that's in modern football where the numbers are comparable to what Penix is doing.
Right.
Not completely, but again, that's not from 1964. Let's play before I get to my quarterback news. Have this fun game.
Facts or feelings, college football, I think, is here to stay.
This might dominate the rest of the show. Yeah. Facts or feelings, who's the best running back in Oregon State history?
See, I don't want to... You're wasting our bullets, buddy.
Yeah, we gotta holster that.
You gotta holster
who is
that.
It? Huh? Who is it? Who is it?
We can play this as we do our...
I think we build into it.
No, as our dirty pull previews.
Ooh, with Oklahoma?
Come up here.
Our facts or feelings of the week.
Yeah.
After our dirty
all-time numbers are really fun to look up because you don't remember them the way that sometimes when you see them you're like, "Oh, that was it." Huh?
Well, you had one that's funny about Oregon quarterback because we know it's Mariota, right? That's not a debate.
Well, Swag asked who the all-time passing leader is in Oregon history. It is Mariota.
And what did you point out about Bo to talk about era differences?
Bo Nix played at Oregon for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
He is the third all-time leading passer at Oregon history.
Yeah.
Ahead of Musgrave, O'Neal, Kellen Clemens, Joey Harrington, Dan Fouts, Thomas, Dixon, Akili Smith,
yep.
Graziani, on and on and on. In 2 years at Oregon, Bo Nix had 74 touchdowns and 10 picks.
That's silly.
That's dumb.
74 and 10.
That's
in
a
two
video game
years.
On easy mode when you're just like beating up every school on the schedule.
And again, they're not apples to apples. Akili Smith started for 2 years at Oregon. He threw 42 touchdown passes. Again, not apples to apples, but that's not from 1964. Game is totally different. I grant you that.
See, I think
Mariota's numbers 3 year starter was 105-14. That was his touchdown interception split.
I think the facts and feelings thing of it too doesn't have to just be labeling a GOAT at a position. I think you could even like do facts or feelings, the top 3 Oregon quarterbacks, for example, in program history.
Yep.
Now, I think I have my list. I don't think it matches up with the majority of Duck fan, but maybe it does.
Yeah, that's the fun part, man. Everybody's got a different frame of reference and how they come at it.
Hold the Oregon State one. College football facts.
You asked that during the break, and we both gave you the same answer, and then we looked up the all-time numbers, and I still... I still feel like my answer is right. But
one of these listeners is proving my point. Moon was one of the few black quarterbacks at the time, became very good in the CFL, and was a star in the NFL.
Oh, he had a great career.
Those are very factual things. Also, your CFL and NFL career shouldn't matter.
That doesn't matter. That does
that
not
doesn't
tie
explain
in.
What you did at, in Seattle.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Any reaction to Ben Gulbranson winning the starting job at Stanford?
I did a curious puppy dog head turn when I saw. I was like, is that Gulbranson?
That's that Ben Gulbranson. Ben Gulbranson is starting at Stanford.
Yeah. My cousin has chimed in. He was a UW alum. Went there when they won the title.
Half a title. Didn't win a title, but half a title.
You'd claim it if you had it. I'm not wrong. He has said, when they played at UW or total, I said, just UW. He said, at UW, it's Penix. Overall, still probably Moon. So he is incorporating.
Career, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are different arguments.
Oh, he actually just texts, you could also make a case for Browning. Get out of here.
What about Cody Pickett? Throw him in there, too.
Dude, I loved Cody Pickett.
You big Cody Pickett guy back in the day?
Yeah, him and, what was that, Mike Williams?
I think it was Mike Williams, yeah.
Oh, Mike Williams. I thought he was going to be amazing.
Yeah, Branson winning the job at Stanford is a double of...
I don't know if
good for him, but also
says more about Stanford or Gulbranson.
Well, what is this year for Stanford to you guys?
Nothing.
I have no idea.
They fired their coach. They have an interim head coach.
This is pretty simple. It's easy to see. This is, it's not the same in terms of success. I think one team's going to be better.
Are they tanking for a draft pick?
No, I think it's the Raiders. I think this year is about stability. Let's get our feet on the ground. Let's not be a complete joke. Frank Reich is an okay coach. We got Andrew Luck in the building. They just honored Tank Williams. Like, this year is about, let's just be settled. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be 6-6 or 7-5 or 8-4. I looked at that announcement and said, experienced head coach that they had to hire last minute because their last one was a bit of a sleaze, and 6-year starting quarterback, that to me screams, can we be 5-7, 6-6, respectable?
They get a game in week 0. They're on the road at Hawaii.
Yes. Timmy Chang is on a hot seat.
He is.
Their offense has sucked since he got there.
Is their new stadium done? Or are they still working? Are they still at that temporary high school stadium?
I don't know if the Aloha Stadium renovation is done yet or not.
They've been playing at that temporary place. I mean, good for Gulbranson, dude. What a career he's had. Like, that guy's good. What is he? I'm sure he's going to be like a doctor. Or
yes.
Like, yeah,
he basically said that last year. He's like, I want to be a doctor.
Plays college football. Why not? Get a free education and, you know, start a couple of games, become a doctor. His life is going
to
be great.
That's what that screamed to me. Yeah. Gulbranson.
Reset things. Interesting year for Stanford. Gulbranson is named. Been named the starting quarterback there. I want to get to a stat that I heard yesterday that should give teams around the country with this question mark a bit of confidence. And I'm curious if it's as surprising to you as it was for me. We'll dive into that next. All right, we'll get to a bit of a news that came out yesterday. Does it do anything for you? We'll talk about that. Start a story in the final hour of the show.
I got canceled.
You got canceled? Who canceled you?
BetMGM.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. R.I.P.
It's weird, though. They're giving me to the end of the month.
So you get more shows?
Yeah.
So they're canceling the show,
yeah,
but not until the end of August.
Yeah.
Look, that's you're going to miss that paycheck because, you know, paychecks are great. And who doesn't like paychecks? How many Sundays will it take for you to go, God, this is nice?
I'm already there.
You're already there, yeah.
That
first Sunday night football game's kicking off and you're not having to host a show on another network while watching the Sunday night game on your iPad.
Yeah.
And pretending as if you're not watching the game and you're actually focused on gambling content.
My home
at the end of the football weekend
is in my bedroom. I have a 55-inch TV in my bedroom. I was almost always watching the game. Yeah.
Put the camera right here. The TV's right above it.
Pretending to be doing a show.
Oh, that's a great point about the Mets in the playoffs. Yes, touchdown.
It'd be like 6 o'clock start time, and it'd be like, dude, it's like mid first quarter of Sunday Night Football.
This ain't good. Nobody wants that. I love this text. Somebody said, just saw Yong Hansen walking near the Blazers practice facility. I rolled down my window, gave him a loud Yong Bong with a thumbs up. Stoked to have him here. It's awesome, dude. Hell yeah.
Did he react at all?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a true story or not, but I want to believe that it is because that'd be pretty cool.
But why would it not be a true story?
I don't know. Maybe somebody just wanted to text in Yong Bong. My dad once famously lied to me. I mean, I'm assuming he lied to me.
Oh.
I got a Blazer duffel bag when I was a kid, and I was very stoked to have a Blazer duffel bag because I was, you know, duffel bags were cool and you could put your basketballs and your shoes in there and all that. Mm. And he told me that he got it from Cliff Robinson.
Why do you think he lied to you?
Because I don't think he got it from Cliff Robinson, and Cliff Robinson was my favorite Blazer.
Oh. My mom,
like, how was he coming into, like, how was that? You know, nine-year-old me didn't quite connect the dots.
Your dad lived in Portland.
Yes,
too.
He did. How many times in your life have you bumped into a Blazer?
In the wild. Four. Travis Outlaw.
How many times did they give you something?
Well, I didn't. Sabas gave me a handshake.
That's, there you go. Handshakes swallowed, are awesome.
His hand swallowed my whole arm. It was
Sabas
massive.
Sabas swallowed you? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I mean, what? He's big enough to be able to.
He's a big guy. There's no doubt.
Sebastian Telfair signed to Jersey.
That's right. He came into Just Sports.
Travis Outlaw said, "Hey, man." And Jarrett Jack was also going in to see Get Rich or Die Trying at the same time as me at Lloyd Center.
I mean, I don't blame him. Little Dirt loved the idea of having Cliff Robinson duffel bag, but I also know that was not Cliff Robinson's duffel bag.
Oh, Rasheed Wallace introduced me to weed smell.
Hey. He showed up skunk in here. What's going on, man?
He showed up 15 minutes late to our Dare sports camp, and we got to, like, go up and give him high fives on the basketball court after he did some kind of speech. And I'm not kidding. We had multiple kids that were like, "Why does it smell like a skunk? It
smells like weed in here, man. It
smells like mad cabbage."
At a Dare camp. That was a great, "Hey, hello, welcome in." My mom lied to me twice about sports figures.
I mean, I'm probably going to do that to my kid at some point. I don't blame him.
But why?
Lie to you about?
Why do you need to lie to them about it?
It's just fun, you know, the world of wonder.
It's
Guess
not
what?
Fun
this
for
is,
the kid.
This is special. You don't know when you're a kid, though.
Did you press your dad on it?
No, I never have. I've never brought it up.
You should ask your dad today.
He probably wouldn't even remember.
Then it's a lie.
That was 25, 26 years ago. So I know it was a lie.
Well, but
there's
here's
not a doubt in my mind that it wasn't at this point in my life. I know that it was a lie.
The first one was my mom came back from the Vancouver Mall with my uncle, RIP, and claimed that Jerry Rice was there giving autographs. And the piece of paper she gave me, I remember being like nine, and I'm like, this doesn't sound right.
No.
And then she went to Tahoe at the same time as that golf tournament.
Yes.
And she came back and said, "I met Michael Jordan's brother. Said he's going to send you Mike's autograph." Never came.
Never happened.
Never happened.
How many days were you excited about that, though? Did you believe it at the time when she first said it?
Were you waiting by the mailbox? Like, was it
a
breath?
Or did you meet it with a grain of salt of like,
"Thanks,
come on,
Mom.
Come on."
Well, I love my mom.
Yes.
I knew my mom was a little bit of an exaggerator, I think is the best way I could describe it as a single parent. Months. I waited months. I checked the mail religiously for months for that Michael Jordan autograph. Never came.
Got to show up at some point. One of these days. Do you see he was out on his fishing yacht in a tournament the other day?
He does the Marlin fishing contest
every
year.
That guy's life, man.
Yeah,
what a life.
A racing owner. He
owns his own golf course that just has like limited membership of people he wants there.
Are you just learning it's good to be Michael Jordan?
Just discovering that. It's a pretty good life right there.
It's a great life.
Drive around on your yacht or float around or, you know, whatever you call it with a boat.
You can
fishing.
Cease to exist in the sport of basketball in general for 20 years. And it's got to be nice every day waking up and go, "Oh, the country's arguing that I'm still the GOAT every day."
A couple of good ones. Somebody said, "I saw Zach Randolph at Benihana and asked him for if my son could have his autograph. And he did. Didn't seem to mind, luckily." That's good.
That's another good one. I helped Zach Randolph at Enterprise Rent-A-Car one summer. He was high as
They give you the tools.
Dude.
We used to have a lot of Blazers from that late 80s.
You lived
80s,
in Lake Oswego.
Early 90s come into the swanky grocery store I worked at.
Yeah.
Practice in your high school.
Buy their wine. Yeah. Well, right after us.
It's ridiculous. "What up, scrub?"
She said, "Dale Davis tried to run me over outside the Rose Garden, got out of his Avalanche and screamed at me to move faster. He'd hit me next time. 11-year-old me was shook." Yeah, that'll shake
you. He screamed at an 11-year-old?
Somebody said, "My mom swears she went to high school with Larry Bird in Beaverton." That seems reasonable.
Makes sense. Jeff McGinnis once saw me at an intersection with a bunch of Blazer fans, and we all were just like, "Jeff McGinnis!" And he rolled down the window, "What's up, guys?" I love Jeff McGinnis.
Drexler came and drove golf balls at Lake Oswego Muni, like two bays over from us.
When I caddied at Waverly, I'd see a Blazer randomly show up from time to time.
So why are you dismissing your dad getting a duffel bag from Uncle Spliffy?
Because there's 0% chance it's true.
Text your dad.
He probably won't even remember, but I'll text him.
If he doesn't, I want you to say he doesn't even remember.
He doesn't remember. I was like 8 years. I'm 36 now,
but
man.
But didn't that he play soccer with Walton?
Yeah, when he was smoking weed in the 70s, living downtown. This is 1998, dude, or 7, or whatever year it was.
Mm.
was like 7 years old.
Did your dad get to smoke weed with Bill Walton?
I don't know. They used to hang out at the Cheerful Tortoise and play soccer.
Smoked weed with Walton in the 70s.
Yeah, dude. They used to hang out at Dunaway Park and play soccer after they won the NBA title.
Dude, pass, puff, huh? Let's go.
He said, I ran into Channing Frye all the time. Ran into Thibault a couple of months ago at a restaurant.
Cliff Robinson still lives here.
I will say, Cliff Robinson, that is one of the coolest. Like, he was my favorite Blazer growing up. When we had him in studio, still one of the coolest moments of our career. Because that was a full circle moment for me. RIP, gone way too soon. The headband, everything about it, having him in studio was awesome.
Yeah.
ran into, I'm not going to insert the name, at the Acropolis. He was walking around, put $5 bills in front of random
dudes.
Why aren't
you naming the names?
I mean, maybe it's
Is it a current Blazer?
No, it's a deceased Blazer.
Why? What? Yeah,
that will shock nobody.
Jerome Kersey?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, mercy.
Yeah. Walking around the A-crop, handing out $5 bills, putting them in front of random dudes sitting at the rack. So giving the guys the money to give to the strippers.
That's called
Spread
a great
the love.
Citizen.
That is right there,
dude. Yeah.
All right. I didn't get to my college football stat there. Let's get to that next. Stat or story coming up at 9:15. A little local nugget that came out that I'm curious if anybody's interested in. We got a lot still to get to. Back with more college football next. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back in, 8:51. Here I was all geared up, talk about a college football fact that I found very interesting.
We may or may not have breaking news. I don't know how to classify this.
Let's play this out. Let's do it the legit way, just in case it ends up being legit.
I looked up a website that is legit.
Okay.
And we do have some evidence backing the person in terms of the relationship to sports.
This comes from Sportico.
This is Sportico.
Sportico.
So that's a pretty...
Sportico, you know.
Do you trust Sportico?
I don't know. I don't visit Sportico a lot.
Hmm.
Do you trust Sportico?
I think I do.
Do you visit Sportico?
No.
I've never been to the website before.
You've heard of it.
I've vaguely heard the name, but I don't know much
Damn
about it.
Damn it, do we trust this? I mean, I don't know if we should go.
What the hell? We'll run with it. We'll I don't know if this is legitimate or not, but there's a Sportico is reporting that the Blazers have found their new owner.
Well, hold on. That's you got to rephrase that because I don't know if that's.
I'm literally reading the headline: Tom Dundon to buy the Portland Trail Blazers from Paul Allen's estate.
Yeah.
If you're wondering who Tom Dundon is, he is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yes.
He bought them in 2018 for $450 million. The article does say that his group intends to keep the NBA team in Portland for anybody concerned about that.
Yeah, that's great.
The valuation on Sportico is at $3.6 billion. Does not list a sale price, but this says that Tom Dundon has reached a tentative agreement to buy the Trailblazers from Paul Allen's estate, according to people familiar with the details. Others in the group include Blue Owl Capital co-president Mark Zarr, Portland-based Sheil Tile. Co-CEO of Collective Global, a bunch of other stuff you probably don't know.
He's also the majority owner of the Major League Pickleball thing that just got started.
Okay, there you go. It's unclear how the team is being valued in the transaction or when it may close. We are excited, Dundon said in an email. So he's given a quote on this. Would require NBA approval. And according to Sportico, the Blazers have a new owner of Tom Dundon.
Okay, so there is a quote from him in this?
There is a quote from in the Sportico article saying, "We are excited," is what it says.
Tom Dundon.
Tom Dundon said in an email.
Who had that on the bingo card, huh? Didn't even
know
who
that
the Hurricanes
one on
was.
On the bingo card today.
Do you want to talk about his ownership in the Carolina Hurricanes,
yeah,
Jason Swigard?
They were good, right? They were a fun story.
Good.
The Hurricanes are a great story.
They won a couple of Stanley Cups.
Yeah. He bought them in 2018.
They have, I don't know, I mean... They're serious about he's serious about the hockey team. They're not afraid to make deals. They made some big trades at the deadline this last year to try to go for it. He so he believes in if you're going to be in this, by all evidence of what the Carolina Hurricanes have done in a relatively small market like Raleigh, North Carolina, he's put money into the franchise and into the team and wants to be
That's great.
As competitive as possible. So his track record with the Hurricanes is he's serious about
winning and competing.
Winning yep. and competing.
He is 53 years old.
I'm going to take this as like pretty legitimate. If we have a quote from the guy, he's the owner of another sports team. We've got other
He's
the
guy involved
groups.
In sports. Yeah, there's other money involved here. He's 53 years old. He lives in Dallas. Dundon Capital Partners is the name of his. He's a financial services real estate guy.
He's pretty centralized then to the. If he owns the Blazers, he'd have Carolina and Portland, and he's right in between them.
You go right in between and jump back and forth. He went to SMU for college. Born in New York, raised in Texas.
Okay. Yeehaw, cowboy.
Operated a restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm just looking up the whole Tom Dundon Wikipedia page here. So he bought, officially became the owner of the Hurricanes in 2018. He bought started to become involved in 2017, became the primary owner in 2018. Mm. In 2021, he completed the purchase of all minority shares of the team, leaving him as the sole owner of the Hurricanes franchise. So he owns the entire thing himself. Now,
what were they before him? Were they already kind of rising, or did he bring...
The Hurricanes have been a good organization.
They had won a title before him.
Their Stanley Cups came before that, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
They've been a good organization. I mean, they moved... the old owner owned them back when they were the Hartford Whalers, when they came down to Carolina, and so he had owned them for a long time. I like the idea that he bought up the other shares, though, and he's like, dude, I'm the captain now. I'm in charge.
Yeah. Don't want a bunch feelings.
Of cooks in the kitchen.
Good move, bad move.
I mean, he's not.
You could have had a worse situation, I think.
Again, I don't know how to believe Sportico because I don't really know a lot about this site.
They have a quote from him, though.
Like, it does. Yes.
Unless they manufactured that.
And in the thing, it says his group intends to keep the team in Portland.
Huge.
So that was the only concern that anybody should have.
And what you like is, I haven't heard anything potentially about Carolina leveraging or trying to move or anything like that. They have a great fan base there.
Didn't they just get a new arena?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought they were... Did you guys... We're talking about the Panthers, or was it the Hurricanes going to South Carolina?
That's the Carolina Panthers.
That's the Carolina Panthers.
Their new douchebag owner wants to move them south for tax purposes.
Gotcha.
No, they've carved out a little niche and a fan base right there in Raleigh. They share the arena with the NC State basketball team.
I'm now looking up... This is from 10 months ago, because my first question is, will he ever do an interview? And he does. He's done interviews.
He's already responded to an email. Yes. Like Jody hasn't even done that. They wrote a piece on Jody to make her a fluff owner.
They did,
and she wouldn't even talk to him. So he's already ahead of the game there.
So we might have some breaking news this morning,
how
everybody.
About that?
Hey, we might have a new owner of the Blazers.
Yes, Tom Dundon.
Hey, finally, the radio gods smile upon us. Our show would have been over. See you later.
Touche.
See you tomorrow. We'll react to all this later.
We can carry it over. I mean, I'm just kind of curious where people are at on this, having potentially knowing a name. And like, I thought this was going to go to an auction. I didn't know.
I figured it
was
going to take a year. I love how quick it is. If this is already starting the process, that means by the end of this upcoming season,
yeah, he'll be in place by the end of the season.
By the time we're a year from now, going into the next year, this should all be settled and he'll be the owner and the governing voice behind things.
Yeah.
Getting Jody Allen out could not happen any sooner. And so the quicker the sale, the better for the organization.
Hell yeah.
It's a great day to be a Blazer, if this is true. Let's talk a little bit more about it. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Statter story, other college football notes. It's all of a sudden loaded. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.